Coming up on Columbus Community Radio, it's Youth Beat. We're coming at you loud and strong from all over Central Ohio, and this year we've got a brand new format. Get ready, Columbus, because we're about to blow your mind.
I am what you want me to be, and I'm your worst fear. You'll find it in me. Come closer, come closer. I am more than memory, I am what might be. I am mystery, you know me. So show me.
Multi-talented Aaron Tveit with his hit song I'm Alive from the Tony Award-winning musical Next to Normal. I'm Lindsay Hirsch, your host for the evening, and you're listening to the new and improved Youth Beat on Columbus Community Radio. For our loyal listeners who have been with us for years, expect some brilliant changes to our usual formatting. And for our newcomers, get ready to have a new favorite radio program. Our improved programming features segments on local community leaders and school districts, stories to brighten your day, environmental news, new trends, inspiring quotes, and even information on odd and unusual creatures. And of course, we play the music that nobody else plays. To kick off this new chapter in our program, we've decided to interview a leader in the Columbus community. In the next half hour, you'll hear our reporter Nishant Makija's interview with the mayor of Whitehall, as well as our new segment, Creature Feature, which gives you insight into an amazing new animal. But first, let's get positive with another new segment, Positively Charged.
I'm positive, I'm positive, I'm positive, I'm positive, I'm positive,
positive, positive, positive.
This week, Upper Arlington High School students Nathan and Mary tell us about the Gay Rights Club at their school and how it advocates for equality everywhere.
Could you imagine having to move to a different state or even a different country just to get married to the person you love? Well, before the legalization of same-sex marriage in the U.S., Americans would have to move to Canada simply to get married. In 2004, Massachusetts was the first state in the U.S. to legalize same-sex marriage. Since then, 30 other states have decided to join the fight. That still leaves 19 states that still have restrictions on same-sex marriage. In our school, similar issues are discussed in the Gay Straight Alliance Club. The club is a very welcoming place for students to express themselves in a safe environment with the support of others. To help us better understand the purpose of the club, we interviewed co-president, Senior Max Ralston, as we discussed the basics of the GSA Club, along with other relating topics.
How did you get involved in the GSA Club?
Well, me and Katie were talking about how the club last year sort of died, and it seems to die every single year. And we were like, hey, what if we tried restarting it? And we're both obviously in the LGBT community, so we were just like, hey, why not? Like, we know we have a lot of friends, and we know a lot of people who are gay and straight allies and stuff like that, so why not start it up? Just create a nice, friendly space for people.
In general, what is the purpose of the GSA Club?
We sort of have three purposes. We want to educate people about the community. We want to support people of the community. And we want to spread awareness of the community. So those are sort of our three goals.
What has being a part of this club done for you personally?
Personally, it's something I look forward to every week. It's something I get to talk about when I go to a LGBTQ center that I go to pretty much daily. It's just a nice place that I get to come to where I get to talk to like-minded people, and it's very liberating to be here.
What would you do to raise awareness for this club in our high school?
Well, we're thinking of doing some fundraising and stuff like that. We're still not sure. We're as a group, like, it's not just me and the co-president, Katie, who are coming up with ideas, but we're talking to the entire group, and we're sort of just formulating ideas at the moment.
Okay. What do you think the positives are for raising awareness of homosexuality in our high school?
I think there's a lot more people who identify as gay than people think in this high school, and there are a lot of people who I know are closeted who are, like, you know, sort of scared to come out because they're not sure how people feel about it in the school. And I think if more people realize that a larger percentage of our school does identify in the community, that people will just start feeling more comfortable and be more accepting and realize, like, hey, we're normal people. We just, you know, have, like, different preferences.
Research suggests that the age of coming out has been dropping in recent years. Increased access to the information and wider availability of support services for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender youth, particularly in urban areas, have provided greater opportunities for self-affirmation and socialization. These positive trends allow the LGBT youth the opportunity to live more fully integrated lives. Upper Arlington students, if you are interested in this club or topics discussed in the club, contact teacher sponsor Ms. Niekamp at mniekamp@uaschools.org, or if you would like to attend the club on Fridays after school from 3:30 to 4:30 in room 211. If you are a member of the community tuning in, you can contact the Stonewall Columbus Outreach Program that serves as the local LGBT community at their website, Stonewall Columbus, or their location at 1160 North High Street. This has been Mary Greenlee and Nathan Martin from Columbus Youth Beat Radio.
Once again, that was Nathan and Mary from Upper Arlington High School with this week's Positively Charged. We're going to take a little music break, and after that, we'll hand the mic over to our ace reporter, Nishant Makija, and his interview with the mayor of Whitehall, who talks about what it is that makes her city sparkle. Right now, here's Kings of Leon with Use Somebody.
Like you and all you know and how you speak.
Welcome back. I'm Lindsay Hirsch here for Youth Beat on Columbus Community Radio. As part of our new formatting, we're hoping to introduce listeners to communities around Columbus with our local neighborhood segment. This time, we're in Whitehall, talking to Mayor Kim Maggard about her city and what programs exist for youth in the area. Reporter Nishant Makija has more.
And good evening. Welcome to Youth Beat Radio. We are here with Mayor Kim Maggard, the city of Whitehall. Thank you for being with us, Mayor. I really appreciate you being on our show today.
Well, thank you very much. I'm delighted that you have come over to speak to me.
It's great to have you with us. So, Mayor, I want to first get started by asking you, can you give us some background information about the city of Whitehall?
I sure can. The city of Whitehall started in the early 1900s really as a kind of a getaway place for people who lived in urban Columbus. Whitehall was considered out in the country. And then in 1947, we became our own village. And in 1966, we became a city and adopted our own charter. So we are a charter city within the state of Ohio. And our current population is probably about 18,300 right now. However, it has been higher in the late 50s and 60s. And in fact, in the 60s, we were one of the fastest growing communities in the nation.
Oh, wow. And can you tell us a little bit about the location, population, and history? And can you also tell us a little bit about the recreational attractions and community events that other people would be interested in knowing about and do not know about in Whitehall?
Oh, I sure can. For one thing, we're between Reynoldsburg and Columbus. We are just inside the 270 circle, and Main Street and Broad Street runs through Whitehall. We are approximately 5 square miles. We're a very small city. And some of the neat things that we have for youth is we have a lot of sports leagues going on in the summer. Our softball fields are very well known, especially to the girls softball players. Also, we are working to build a community recreation center that will be in Whitehall Community Park. And we hope that we can then offer programs not only just to adults or young children, but we want to get our teenagers and our young adults. We want to program to them. We know it's been a weakness, mm-hmm. but look for better things because that's going to happen. Some of the fun things we have going on here, of course, is our 4th of July festivities. Mm-hmm. We have our fireworks on July the 3rd. We always have a parade on July the 4th, and it's hilarious. And if you really want to get free candy, please come because everybody throws out candy, and we don't care what age anybody is. Also, the last Saturday of July, we have our food truck and fun fest, and that way you get a way to sample so many different kinds of food. We have two band stages. We have bands from around the area come, and the music starts at noon and goes to about 10 o'clock at night. And we also have things for younger kids to do as well. We also have vendor booths set up for crafts or you know, those type of things. I think last year we had about 12,000 people come to that, and we're looking for it to grow. So we hope that, you know, everybody would know about it the fourth Saturday in July. So put that on your calendar.
Okay, great. And can you tell me about the community. Is the community mostly middle class? Can you tell me more about that?
No, we're not mostly middle class. We have a poverty rate a little bit over 25%. If anything, we're mostly a lower middle class. And we do, of course, have a good mix of economics here in Whitehall. And a lot of our families, our young families, are one-parent families. We also have a good diverse community as well. Mm-hmm. We have probably about 56% Caucasian. We have approximately 31% Black or African American. Mm-hmm. And the rest are Latino, Ethiopian, Somalian. We also have some Asians. And we're just very diverse. And we're very proud of that distinction.
I think it's a great thing to be very diverse. That's very exciting. And can you tell me, you were telling me about some of the opportunities for youth in the community, and specifically you told me that there's a rec center that's going to be started. Can you tell me about some other youth programs that are being started that are unique to Whitehall that other places don't have?
We partnership with COWIC, which is an organization that provides jobs and gets people trained for jobs. And so we have an impact on that in the summer in that we get a lot of people or a lot of youth jobs through COWIC. Okay. And I think that's very probably different, but we think it's very important because actually it provides our youth with guidance. It gives them something to do in the summer. And also, we also have a very strong volunteer program with our youth. We have two citywide cleanups every year. And also, we get volunteers to help us work in our community garden, as well as serving and helping with internships here in the city. Mm-hmm. And so those are some of the neat things that we have going on here.
Very cool. And what are the schools and the city government doing to get more kids involved, would you say?
Well, I do know that the Board of Education has a program called Youth Vote, Get Out the Vote. Mm-hmm. And we have youth working in the polls. And our polls are in the schools, and they're also in some other areas. So we want kids to get involved in government. Mm-hmm. And the schools support this very, very much. So we're very happy with that partnership. So I'm very proud of that. And some of the other things that go on is that youth, in order to get their community service points, they will come to city council meetings and see what's going on. And they'll ask a lot of questions about, you know, what's up. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes city council meetings can get kind of contentious. And sometimes they may come and see a show. Other times, you know, it could be, I'll just say it, boring. You never know what's going to happen here right in Whitehall. So anyway, we encourage our youth to get involved. We have different areas for them to volunteer in. We have our Whitehall Community Citizen Celebration Association that we like for youth to get involved in as well.
Okay, so I want to get into the fun stuff for our youth. Can you tell our listeners about what a mayor does? Can you tell us about what your job is for the city of Whitehall?
Okay, basically it's a CEO. My job is administrative in that I decide how the law will policies that will make sure that the law will be upheld. I take care of the employee concerns. I make sure that our employees have insurance. I do the budget. Also, I oversee police and fire. I make sure that the streets are cleaned in the winter, that the snow's plowed. And by the way, we're number one in the county for that. We're very good about that. And that our streets are fixed when they need to be fixed, that we our water lines are fixed, all the infrastructure. So that's kind of what I'm responsible for. And then the other half of that is the fun part, where I get to go out and cut ribbons, and I get to talk to people. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, I love doing that part of my job. I love doing governance, but I also love to be around people. And that's one of my favorite part of the jobs, is just to find out what's on people's minds. What do they need? What do they want? And because I truly believe that local government can do more for their citizens than state, county, or federal government, we are there to help people. And if we're not there doing our job, then we need to get voted out.
Wow, that's awesome. I'm really happy to hear that you ran for some good reasons for the city of Whitehall. And I wanted to ask you one last question, and this is touching on what we talked about earlier. This is the last question. This is particularly for youth. You know, a lot of youth are very much interested in education. What would you say you are doing to improve education for the chances of students in this community to go to college and get that four-year degree, or go to an associate to get that associate degree from a community college? What have you? Are there things here for those students that need that kind of help?
Yes, there is. I used to be on the Board of Education for the City of Whitehall, and I still am a strong supporter of the school district, and I know that they have put measures in place to help children and to help those who want to go on. People are getting a good education in Whitehall. All my four children graduated from Whitehall City Schools. First of all, I would say the hindrance to education not only is the cost, but your home life, because that affects everything that you do in school. If you go to school hungry, that's going to hurt you trying to concentrate on tests. So we want to make sure that we have a good lunch program. Even on the holidays, we have partnered with churches in order to make sure that those kids still get a healthy meal during the holidays for lunch. Also, we are providing resources for those who don't have the funds to go to school.
Thank you so much, Mayor Kim Maggard, for talking with us. I really, really appreciate it. It was a lovely discussion. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Well, thank you. It was lots of fun.
Again, that was our ACE reporter, Nishant Makija, interviewing Kim Maggard, mayor of Whitehall. If that interested you, you'll be happy to know that Whitehall will also be highlighted in another episode of Youth Beat. Tune in and you'll hear testimony from two students of Whitehall Yearling High School about why their school is tops. For now, we'd like to introduce you to yet another new segment, our creature feature. Every Monday, we'll be highlighting a new and unusual animal from across the globe. Some might even be living in your own backyard. Ready to meet this week's star? This week's feature creature is the echidna, a small spine-covered mammal with a long snout. They are found in the vegetated, temperate areas of New Guinea and Australia and look rather like a hedgehog or a porcupine. As they have no teeth, they crush their insect prey with their tongues. Although the females lay a single egg, and yes, I did say an egg, in a single pouch, they are not classified as marsupials. They also have electrosensors in their long snouts, a feature that they share with their cousin the platypus. So there you have it, ladies and gents, the ever-enigmatic echidna. We're going to take a short music break, and we've decided to stick with the whole Australian theme. Here's Waltzing Matilda, sung by Harry Belafonte.
Once a jolly swagman camped by a billabong under the shade of a coolabah tree. He sang as he sat and waited while his billy boil, oh, you come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, Matilda, my darling, oh, you come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, leaning on a water bag, or you come a waltzing Matilda with me.
down climb a jumbuck to drink at the water hole. Oh, he sang as he stowed that jumbuck in his tucker bag. Oh, you come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, Matilda, my darling. Oh, you come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, leaning on a water bag. Oh, you come a waltzing Matilda with me. Squatter a-riding his thoroughbred. Where's the jolly jumbuck you got in your tucker bag? Oh, you come a-waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, Matilda, my darling. Oh, you come a-waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, leaning on your water bag. Oh, you come a-waltzing Matilda with me. Swagman, he upped and jumped in the water hole. And his ghost may be heard as you ride by the billabong. He'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me.
As we wind to a close here on Youth Beat, we'd like to bring in just one more new segment. Every week, we'll be featuring a quote from a famous naturalist, speaker, scientist, or citizen. This week, we've chosen John Muir's thought-provoking statement, "The power of imagination makes us infinite." This is Lindsay Hirsch for Youth Beat here. This week we've chosen John Muir's thought-provoking statement, "The power of imagination makes us infinite." This is Lindsay Hirsch for Youth Beat Radio here on Columbus Community Radio. Tune in every Monday at 7:30 to hear more. Good night, Columbus.
Youth Beat Radio is funded by the School of Environment and Natural Resources at Ohio State University, the Ohio State University, and the Ohio State University Extension's Outreach Program, as well as the Puffin Foundation West and private sponsors. Check us out on the web at youthbeat.osu.edu or follow us on our Twitter page or our Facebook page.